When the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on the Affordable Care Act in June, it determined that the law went too far when it required states to expand Medicaid. The ruling left it up to states to decide whether or not to open up the program to cover people without insurance. Washington Governor Chris Gregoire chose to continue with plans for expansion, but whoever is elected governor this fall could change that course. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports on the gubernatorial candidate's views on Medicaid.
The coming expansion is not your mother's Medicaid program. To get an idea of how the expansion is going to be different, let's go to the community service office in Belltown to see how things are now. It's one of the state offices where Medicaid applications are processed.
Hello, my name is Laquita. I'm going to do your interview today, and I see that you're applying for medical benefits.
Laquita Williams is with the Department of Social and Health Services. She interviews people who apply for Medicaid. She reviews their paperwork and checks their records.
Do you have any checking or savings accounts on you today?
Right now, you have to be a U.S. citizen and meet an income threshold in order to qualify. But that's not all.
You have to be unable to work in order to qualify for the program at this time, and pregnancy.
In short, Medicaid is restricted to low-income children and their parents, people with disabilities, and the elderly. That's about to change in 2014. Medicaid will open up to include adults without children, and eligibility will be based on income. For a single person, that threshold is just under $15,000 in annual income. For a family of four, it's $30,657. Right now, Washington is making plans for expansion. But how those plans are carried out and how much the state spends on the program will depend on who's elected governor this fall.
Medicaid, as it's currently being operated, is a fiscal train wreck waiting to happen.
Republican candidate Rob McKenna says he's for expansion, but with restrictions. As Attorney General, McKenna joined the lawsuit that challenged the Affordable Care Act. He specifically opposed the law's individual mandate. He says the recent Supreme Court ruling gives states some leverage to negotiate with the feds on how to run the program. For example, he'd like to require Medicaid clients to share costs.
We're one of the only states where there's not even a $5 copay. What we're saying is that everyone needs to have some financial skin in the game, even just a little bit.
McKenna wants Medicaid to be maintained as a safety net, but he fears that many employers will stop providing health insurance for their employees, and those people will end up on Medicaid.
We have to be very careful moving forward with Medicaid that we don't inadvertently or consciously crowd out private insurance. Our goal needs to be keeping as many people on private coverage as possible and not moving as many people as possible onto Medicaid.
Currently, more than 1.2 million Washington residents get health coverage through Medicaid. Enrollment to the program has gone up since the Great Recession. In early projections, the state estimates that 500,000 residents would qualify under the expanded program, and roughly half of them would enroll. Democrat Jay Inslee voted to approve the Affordable Care Act when he was in Congress, and he supports Medicaid expansion. He says doing so helps people without insurance. Inslee says there are fiscal benefits for the state, too, because right now everyone bears the cost for those who don't have health coverage.
We know that when people do not have insurance, they get their health care in one place, and that's the emergency room. Instead of getting routine treatment for the flu or their asthma or whatever from a primary care doctor, they go into the emergency room. And that costs 4 to 5 times more money to have the same treatment in an emergency room. And you know who it costs? It costs you and me. It costs us.
Inslee says those charges are billed to insurance carriers, and the carriers pass on those costs to consumers. Inslee says expanding Medicaid is one way to make sure that federal taxes paid by Washington residents are used to help Washington.
Look, we are going to pay these taxes one way or another. This money is going to go to Washington, D.C. one way or another. The only question is, where does it go then? Does it go to just to Florida and in California, or does it come back to the state of Washington by hundreds of millions of dollars?
If Washington continues with Medicaid expansion, the federal government will pick up 100% of the tab for the first 3 years. Over time, the federal match tapers to 90% by 2020. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.